Dave and Patton, Charlie and you enjoying a little of the innocence from a lot of fond childhood memories for generations of children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Winnie the Pooh and all the characters. Was that a heavy enough sigh?
Yeah, pretty heavy.
Well, apparently it's come out in the last day that, you know, A.A. Milne, who originated Winnie the Pooh, his stories, apparently have fallen into public domain. The copyright has...
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. So, someone is taking advantage of that. And wrapping up earlier this month, production on the first movie of what will hopefully be the last of this variety. The working title is Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Yes, Winnie the Pooh, like you've never seen him and Piglet before.
Rambo or something?
What? Yeah, well, Pooh and Piglet are now the main villains going on a rampage after being abandoned by a college-bound Christopher Robin. Christopher Robin pulls away, and he's not giving them food, so it's made Pooh and Piglet's life quite difficult. This is according to the production folks. Because they've had to fend for themselves so much, they've essentially become feral. They've gone back to their animal roots. They're no longer tame. They're a vicious bear and pig who want to go around and try and find prey.
I see.
In fact, here's a still shot, if you can stomach this. Fortunately, they look very different. Apparently, they still had to, even though they're people that could utilize the basis, they still had to have differences. And there's Pooh and Piglet, like you've never seen them before, stalking a potential victim.
They do not look like Winnie the Pooh or Piglet at all.
But it's the storyline. And the film was shot in 10 days in England, not far from Ashdown Forest, which was the inspiration of A.A. Milne's imaginary 100-acre wood in the Winnie the Pooh stories. Well, isn't that nice?
So is this real?
This is real.
A real movie.
Yeah, yeah. This is now, I've been looking at this information. I've not seen yet where this is going to be released at this time. Maybe I don't want to know. But just so you know, somebody is taking advantage of the opportunity for the copyright public domain.
Well, I mean, they just look like two big guys wearing masks.
Masks, doesn't it? Yeah, doesn't it?
I thought they were stuffed animals, little stuffed animals. Well, I thought that's what they were.
They were, and they still are in the A.A. Milne versions. But this one... Reese Waterfield, by the way, is the director, I guess, of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Well.
So, oh, here it says, I'm sorry, a release date is to be determined.
Okay.
Why can't they just leave things alone and be creative and do things on their own rather than take something and...
Somebody has found a way they hope to make money. Disney retains exclusive use of their interpretations of Pooh Bear and his friends. Waterfield, the director, says we try to be extremely careful, knowing that there is a line on what was available for us to do. So they can have the basis of the characters, if you will, but they have to look different, which they obviously do.
I see.
Yes. Pooh Bear has swapped his little red T-shirt for a lumberjack suit, and Piglet is clad in black. And by the way, oh, geez.
Is there Eeyore?
Did you mention Eeyore?
Yeah, that's it. Is there Eeyore? Is Eeyore
in Funny you mentioned that.
Oh.
Jeez, do I really want to tell everyone this? Although other characters are still in copyright, some will not appear, such as Eeyore.
Ah.
Apparently there's a scene in this movie where Pooh and Piglet are standing beside Eeyore's tombstone because they ate Eeyore.
That's where it belongs, right in the round pile.
Now... You know, why do we do these things? Of course, we do these things so that when you come across this, folks, now you are aware and you don't have to pay attention. You can say, I do not need to know more about this. I do not want to hear more about this. I don't have to see any of this. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Sure, everybody, thanks you.
You're welcome. I was flabbergasted. I thought, you know what I thought when I first thought, well, somebody's having some kind of comedy, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Saturday Night Live moment or something like that. No. 747 on WSWW. Speaking of characters, and this is real, this is sad, but we should mention this, especially, I know, from your movie's perspective, Ray Liotta dying.
Yeah, Ray Liotta dying. Just 67. What?
I heard just short illness or something like that.
I guess, yeah. That's all I'm
hearing.
Did he die in his sleep?
Is that
Well, if you got to go, I guess that's...
Yeah, that's the best way to go.
True. And, you know, I think Ray lived kind of a...
He had a rough life.
He had a rough life a bit, yeah.
But still. So which character is it, though? I mean, for me, it's Shoeless Joe Jackson, Field of Dreams.
That's for me. Definitely, that's one of them. I mean, Henry Hill from Goodfellas, though, I think that's really where... I think that's where he's just... That's where his stardom blew up, was because of Goodfellas. And one of the greatest movies of all time, so I think that's why. While Field of Dreams is one of my personal top five baseball movies of all time. The thing is, though, he's there. His character is there. It's prominent, but I don't know. I think of Kevin Costner.
James Earl Jones, right?
I think of those two. Amy Madigan. I think of them first before I think of him. But he does a good job. There is a good. I like the scene when Kevin Costner is pitching to him.
During the batting practice.
It's a great feeling when you actually visit the Field of Dreams.
Oh yeah,
it's quite an experience. I remember that a number of years ago. We had the occasion. It's a very personal family memory from that visit.
Oh, I bet.
You see, bet. They were right. When they build it, they will come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did. That's right. Yeah.
I'd forgotten, in fact, because I was, you know, you're reading the news about it, and I'd forgotten that, going back to that movie, just because I mentioned it, and I forgot Burt Lancaster was in that movie.
Yeah, Burt Lancaster.
Oh, my gosh.
It's one of his last roles.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was his final role, but yeah. I really do love that movie. Is it a little sentimental? Sappy at times. Of course it is. But I still love it, and everybody. I mean, come on, the ending is still one of the greatest, more memorable endings too. But again, as the film guru that I am, gentlemen, yes. I have to say though, yeah. When a lot of people think Ray Liotta, they think of Goodfellas. I mean, that was really, everybody says if you want the best mobster movie of all time next to The Godfather, probably Goodfellas is right up there.
And I didn't realize, but it says he was in the Dominican Republic actually filming a new movie.
Yeah.
Dangerous Waters, I guess, was the name of the movie.
Right.
I hadn't heard anything about that or anything, but...
You probably won't hear much more about it now.
I don't know. I wonder if they filmed his scenes or anything like that, or
not sure
what they're going to do on that. Haven't heard anything about that, but...
Last thing I saw Ray Liotta in was a movie that came out about 2 years ago called The Marriage Story with Scarlett Johansson and what's the guy's name who plays Kylo Ren?
Adam Driver.
And
really?
Ray Liotta's in it and did a pretty good job. Yeah, Alan Alda also in it. So
it's
not an upper, though, everybody. I'm going to warn you. It's not an upper, but you watch it for the performances. All the performances are great.
Well,
and Ray is very good in it too.
That's okay. With this segment, wasn't an upper talking about Winnie the Pooh either.
No, that really wasn't.